Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's June 13, 2017, and I am your substitute host, Antoine, here with my new substitute co-host, Dan, from Paint All the Minis.
Hey, how's
Welcome.
It going?
Welcome. Yeah, good. You?
I'm good, thank you. The substitute host.
Yeah, well, we often have, I'm the usual co-host, so you're substituting for my substitute usual co-host.
Sounds fun.
So, can you quickly introduce yourself? It's the first time we hear you on the show.
So, I'm Dan from the Paint All the Minis Facebook page. It's a Facebook page that encourages people to paint all sorts of miniatures from different games, scales, any level of ability. Also, just encourages people to paint stuff. I also have a podcast, Paint All the Minis Paint Ramble, where I chat to all sorts of different people from around the world about their history and background and experience in painting.
It's a great group and a great podcast. I listen to it and I'm part of the Facebook group too and like to share there.
Yeah. So thanks, mate.
I can just encourage you to go subscribe and register in the group.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, hopefully come across and show us what you're painting.
Yes. So we'll start with the usual format. We'll start with the non-crowdfunding news first. So first item on the list, from Tom Mason, the sculptor, his web store is open. So he ran a Kickstarter recently about the adventure of Little Knife and Cronin, and the miniatures are now available on his web store for general sales.
Nice. Looks interesting. This is really cool for me because it's the first time that I've seen a lot of these things, and just looking at the website and all looking at things that are available, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. The kind of cartoony look they have, like Cronin and there is a frog knight, Sir Frog Ward. they look fun.
Yeah.
So if anybody is interested and you miss a Kickstarter, it's available now.
Okay, so up next from Osprey Games is Dracula's America, Shadows of the West pre-order. So like I've just said, this is the first time I've seen some of these things. So go on, describe it for us, mate.
So this is a pre-order for the rules only. It's the rule book by Osprey. It's a Wild West game where Dracula's assassinated President Lincoln and got his hand into the Senate and was declared president for life. And he's ruling the union with fear, iron fist, and vampires.
That sounds really cool.
So you are playing in the new nation with all the cults and the strange evil creatures that are brooding there.
That sounds really interesting. It sounds really cool. It's a really cool concept. And I know that Osprey does a lot of great books and a lot of great games. So I'm excited about that one.
Yeah. Being a fan of Deadlands, which is another Weird West setting, that is speaking to me a lot.
Yeah. So. Definitely.
And I saw some miniatures also on their Facebook page, but they are not on pre-order yet. So right now, just the rules. And Osprey always do generics anyway, so if you have other minis, you will be able to use them, but they might have some specific one to add to your collection.
Nice.
Next up, we have from TT Combat, the Thumb Queen. So this is a single model for 28mm scale. She's a female mummy, what you could say. Mm-hmm. She probably fits into your Thumb King, either fantasy armies or Age of Sigmar armies.
Yeah.
Or she could fit in some kind of pulp scenarios.
Yeah, I really like the kind of big staff that she's got. It looks like a kind of cobra staff with a skull on, and she's got like a kind of a gold face mask as well. It looks really interesting.
Yeah, the skull makes it fit extremely well in the Game Workshop setting.
Definitely. So next up is Terrible Kid Stuff, Goatman and Lilium. Go on.
Goatman is a large scale model. It's a 124. He's 75 millimeter. It's a giant Goatman. Scary build kid stuff, do boutique stuff, boutique miniatures. So it's a really nice resin model. And the other one, Lilim, is a smaller model. She's a 32 millimeter regular scale, gaming scale model of a demoness, I would say.
Uh-huh. Going back to Goatman, it's really chilling. It's like a huge goat guy with two severed heads in his hands, and he's kind of smiling / grimacing at the same time. It's like a really, really interesting model and something that's a lot bigger scale than anything I've ever painted. It looks cool.
Yeah, he doesn't look friendly at all.
No, you wouldn't want to run across him in a dark alley.
No, so the Gutmann is pretty affordable, but however, it's a limited edition. So if you are interested, go fast. The Lilium is not limited edition, so should be available for a longer time.
Nice.
Next, we have from Puppets War, the Orc War Chopper. So Puppet War release often single miniatures for all kind of different factions, but they also like to specialize in orcs, and this is one of them. So this is a big 28 mil heroic scale orc on a giant chopper with a twin chain gun, maybe?
Yeah, it looks like kind of twin assault cannons or like mini guns on the front of it, I guess.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I really like the elongated kind of suspension forks at the front. It's like a really cool motorbike, and it's kind of like a custom chopper.
Yeah, he looks good. He looks like old style, old Harleys, and real biker.
That's really cool. Up next is it Medifius Entertainment Star Trek Adventures RPG pre-orders.
Might be wondering why we are talking about an RPG. It's because it's coming with miniatures.
Yeah, it comes with a whole set of drawers. It looks like it kind of comes in its whole kind of standalone box with dice and cards and miniatures and stuff.
Yeah, that looks like the deluxe pack. Probably it's that box looks huge. I don't know how much it will cost to ship that.
Yeah, it looks like it's kind of got different ages of kind of Star Trek uniforms. If you look at the examples of the minis, there's kind of one like old school, you know, with a kind of Captain Kirk in the kind of 70s. And then it looks like they've got more kind of like next generation of Star Wars. And I got Worf on there that I can see.
The captain is there. Data is there too, Geordi.
Yeah.
So yeah, you have the first two crews. And after that, the two other sets are two aliens races. The first ones are, I'm drawing a blank on the name.
Romulans, I think they are.
Yes, the Romulans, yeah.
And then they've got the guys.
Klingons.
Klingons, that's cool, man. That's really cool. I've never seen that before either, so that's something that looks fantastic. I know that those guys are doing, the Fallout games as well. I think that company's doing the Fallout game as well. I've seen some of them.
Yes, I think that's them, yeah.
But that Star Trek game looks really, really cool. Just for the miniatures alone, the miniatures look really interesting to look at. And I guess going retro and kind of painting some old-style Star Trek uniforms would be something that's really interesting.
Yeah. Next, we have from Kremlik, the new... Wow. There's too many consonants there. Dverger, maybe?
Yeah, Dverger Commando.
So those are squats.
Yeah.
By a harder to pronounce name. So all kinds of commandos. So you have HQs, squads, some snipers, a specialist, some special weapon guys, medic team. A lot of releases, about just less than 10, I think, releases. So if you are still longing for the long time gun squats, you could pick those.
Yeah, there's some really good sculpts in there as well. There's one just kind of sat down on his butt taking a sniper shot, and there's all sorts of different special weapons in there. There's anti-tank teams and things like that. So yeah, there's some really, really cool models in there.
Yeah, and different type of armor. Some are really more armored than others.
Mm-hmm.
I like the last one with kind of a melta gun, I would say, with the face mask.
Yeah, some have masks on. Some have kind of like the kind of like jungle hats on that you see like some special forces have. Some have what looks like the night vision goggles. So it's a really cool kind of wide variety of different types, which is great to see.
That was the last of our regular releases. So now into the crowdfunding news. We have from Blind Beggar Miniatures, the Android Collective. So this is a small line of miniatures for RPGs or tabletop gaming. They are 32 millimeter to the top of the head, so they fit most gaming genre. It's a small line of aliens.
Yeah, they look a little bit like kind of like chibi bitches, like a kind of really accentuated features. They also look a little bit like something off like maybe a Pixar movie, like kind of Wall-E or something like that. They're quite kind of robotronic in some ways, but kind of quite... big features that they have.
Yeah, they could almost fit like mechanized minions too.
Yeah, Yeah, that's really cool. So that's just miniatures alone. They're not really for a certain type of game, are they not? No.
Yeah, they're just miniatures to use with whatever you want.
Okay. That's really cool. So you can just pick them up and you can kind of fit them into a game that you would play.
Mm-hmm. They can fit any needs you have for them.
Nice. So next up is...
Quickly, we have the... They have already reached their funding goal, and it's a short Kickstarter, so they only have 5 days to go. So by the time of the release, we probably have 4 days left to pledge for them, and they will be funding by June 18th.
Nice.
You can go down now.
Good stuff. Yeah, the substitute host is ruining the show, hey? So next up, we got Anor Miniatures Alien Invasion.
So that's another small line of aliens.
Yeah, it's a little bit like kind of Mars Attacks, it looks like, with all different kind of types of clothes.
They have different team, though. Instead of having just small robots, you have aliens in pirate gear and Santa Claus costume. Yeah. You even have a zombie one, an Einstein one, adventurer. So small Kickstarter with just an handful of miniatures for it.
Yeah, it's really cool. Again, it's met and exceeded its pledge goal, so that's good. And it's got 9 days to go, so I guess when this is released, it'll be over a week to go. And it looks really cool. There's a little Indiana Jones guy as well, so it just looks like, again, some models that you can pick up and you can have fun painting, but also look for ways to kind of insert them into any games that you're playing.
Next up, we have from... from no company. So directly from the sculptor, Diego Serrata Pinilla. Well, my that's probably Italian. Probably. I don't know. So we have Pantheon of Chaos, Chapter 2. So this is a classic style Chaos themed Mitchell miniatures. Old style Chaos Warriors for fantasy, but with a nicer and cleaner sculpting.
Yeah, I really like some of those ones. You're just kind of looking through them and kind of seeing some of the models. Like you're saying, it's kind of old school kind of sculpts and things. There's kind of like a Chaos Warrior in there, the number 11, and he looks really kind of mean. He's got like a horned helmet and a double-headed war axe. It looks really cool. And there's a Beast Man with like kind of a snake's head. It's really cool.
Yeah, and lower in the page, you have a bunch of Chaos Dwarf too. Mm-hmm. But I like the old-style look.
Yeah, you got some kind of centaurs on there as well. That's cool.
So this Kickstarter is already funded too and have almost 3 weeks left to go. So it will be funding on July 3rd.
Cool. Next up is Joe K. Minis Odyssey the Furies.
So this is a small line of models and they are more boutique miniatures. They're not old school style. They are big models and pretty mostly for painters. Mm-hmm. Kind of a sci-fi alien look.
Yeah, it's kind of like the space elfy kind of look on the first one there. And there's some kind of big called Hephaestus. He's like a big kind of robot chaos-y type guy. He looks a kind of cross between like a Roman warrior and a robot with a huge big warhammer, which looks really, really cool.
Yeah, I think Hephaestus is one of the previous releases, so he's probably there to have a scale comparison. Uh-huh. Yeah, but that was the version which looks like a mix between a mantis and a robot, maybe with the backpack.
Yeah,
is their main release for it. So, looking pretty good.
Yeah, again, it's exceeded its funding goal as well, so that's looking really good.
Yeah, and got more than a week left to do. So,
cool. Next up is you give me the ones that are really difficult to read, mate. This is Roll Jordan Miniatures, Iceland and Norse fantasy football team.
So the name says it pretty much. So it's Norse for Blood Bowls.
Yeah, they look really cool. It's like kind of scantily clad kind of warriors with beards and shouting, a little bit like kind of very feral in nature, I guess.
Yeah, a couple of those have beer mugs in Eden, so they are already ready for the after party.
Yeah.
And there in the perks, you might be, they might be unlocking also some goblin, a goblin team, kind of a goblin ninjas.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Kind of like kamikaze guys. They've all kind of got the white kind of headbands with the red kind of circle on there, maybe shouting banzai at people.
Mm-hmm. For people who who've played the Confrontation, they could they look kind of like the Asiatic goblins you had back in the that back in the day in that game too.
Mm-hmm.
Same style, less a bit less cartoony than the Confrontation ones were, but similar style.
Yeah, it looks really cool. There's some really interesting stretch goals on there. There's like some cheerleaders. There's some kind of different models that are kind of unlocked there, and a coach as well. So that's really cool. You got a whole kind of bunch of really interesting stretch goals too.
Yeah. So this one has also really, well, more than doubled funded and have more than 2 weeks left to go. So it will be funding on June 30th. And lastly, by Mortal Arrow, we have the Tiki Trolls.
Nice.
Those are funny. They think of trolls. Most of the trolls we see are the northern regenerating big brutes. Those are more of the Icelander style, more elongated, and wearing straws and palm leaves.
Yeah, those are the ones that I find really scary. Those goblins with that kind of really elongated features, like really long chin, really long nose, really kind of long head. So I look at them and it's like really, really scary. I know it's supposed to be quite fun, the Tiki Trolls, but...
Yeah, the names sounds a lot more funnier than the miniature are.
But they are good though. You can see the kind of style. It's very kind of, you know, kind of rustic armor and rustic clothes and kind of very primitive weapons. It looks really interesting, sculpts and molds.
Yeah, so there will be 9 buddies and a bunch of weapons and accessories to switch between those. This one is also funded and has it will have 18 days left to go when we release and will be funding on July 2nd. Nice. This one, the last one, this was the last one. So thank a lot, Dan, for jumping at the last minute.
No problem.
Now that all my other co-hosts are sleeping.
So I was the last
person. Stuck at work.
Yeah, I was the last person you could find. Yeah, I was the last person in a phone book.
Not the last, but you were the easiest to contact.
No, it was a pleasure, mate. Thank you for inviting me on. Hopefully I didn't butcher it too badly, and it was really interesting looking at all the different models.
Yes, it, well, I'm glad we had you on, and hopefully you can join us another time.
Yeah, hopefully. Okay, thanks a lot for inviting me on, and it was a pleasure.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find The Game Huntress. Wherever there's XP or achievements, The Game Huntress blog will always be on the hunt. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.